Ryan, I'm working on it now. They didn't get the sat phone when they smashed the camera, so we're still good. It'll just take a minute to get through to Mark in Seattle.
Can't you get connected any faster? I need to report what's going on now before we get shot. Get behind that APC and let me know the minute that you're live with Mark.
We're good to go, Brian. Mark's got everything ready to go in Seattle. Then he'll get it through to all the other networks. You're on.
This is Brian O'Sullivan reporting on a sat phone. It's 2:23 a.m. local time here in northern Israel. Our camera was confiscated and destroyed by what appeared to be Russian troops leading a numerically superior force of tanks, planes, helicopters, armored personnel carriers, and countless ground troops across the northernmost frontier of Israel. They're being met with stiff resistance from the IDF. However, being driven further south even as I speak. Both sides are taking losses, but the Israelis are being systematically dismantled. The losses are on a biblical scale. Bullets are whizzing by our heads. Explosions are going off all around us. This is the most chaotic and hellish war zone I've ever been in. I've reported from Beirut, Panama, the first Gulf War, Somalia, and Iraq, and all of these wars, conflicts, and disputes combined pale in comparison to what I'm seeing and reporting to you firsthand. Jet fighters from both sides are firing rockets, dropping bombs, and going down in flames. I wish you could see what we're seeing right now. This has obviously been a well-planned and executed sneak attack by the invading multinational force. I hope this is being heard by someone, anyone, because the world needs to know about this. It's unimaginable that an attack of this magnitude has not been reported by any other news outlets. You would think the world's intelligence agencies would have received some chatter so they could have acted prior to this unprovoked attack that has caught Israel totally off guard. The question is, will they be able to come out of this victorious yet again, or will this marauding force subdue them once and for all, as the rest of the world has wanted since 1948? Reporting from northern Israel via sat phone, Brian O'Sullivan, KTCX, Channel 8, Seattle.
Brian, let's get the hell out of here. We're about to get caught in a crossfire, and we won't be able to report from Jerusalem. Let's go!